is 306 on the Mike McFeely Show on the mighty 790 KFGO. And I just received a very sad text message into the studio here. And you can text us at any time by using the short code 35270. The text message says, "In Downer, Minnesota, snow is falling." That's depressing. I mean, it's October 23rd, so it's not like it's a huge surprise or anything, but it's just depressing because it seems like we haven't seen the sun now in like 3 weeks. And so I think we need to get out of the whatever pattern we're in and then get into a decent October pattern, then move into the holiday season from there. But snow apparently is falling in Downer, Minnesota as we speak. I've spent some time in the past couple of weeks on this program talking about some of the school bond referendums that are going to be on the ballot on November 5th throughout our listening area in Minnesota. I talked with the Detroit Lake superintendent. I think I've talked some about Dilworth, Glynn, and Felton. And I have talked at length, as you all know, about the situation in Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, that there's a $22 million bond issue that's going to go before the voters on November 5th. And there's a whole bunch of backstories going on in Pelican Rapids. And I thought, how can I talk about the importance of good schools? I mean, physically good schools and funding facilities in our Minnesota towns, and not necessarily go down the road of who's against or who's for or whatever. And I thought, you know what? I need to call Denise Specht. I need to get Denise Specht on because she is the president of Education Minnesota, and she could tell us how important it is to have great community schools and what they mean to towns and the local economies and drawing people to their communities. So let's bring in Denise Specht. She's the president of Education Minnesota. Hello, Denise. How are you?
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Are you you're traveling throughout Minnesota today, as I understand? Are you kind of visiting some people and chatting, or what are you doing?
I am. Today I'm in St. Cloud, Minnesota, so I've been visiting some schools and I've been talking to educators, so took a little time to speak with you, and I'm really excited about it.
So I want to talk with you, Denise, as I set it up, because when I look at some of these school bond issues that are going on all over Minnesota, and people are going to vote on them November 5th, to me, I know that people have to make up their own minds in their communities as to, you know, the numbers that are out there and what it means and what they're going to do with this money. And I know that you don't know about every single bond issue, but speaking generally, what does it mean to have a good high school in a town, a good facility where you can draw good teachers and the students are happy? What does that do for a town in the state of Minnesota?
Oh, that is such a good question. Well, in particular, in towns in Minnesota, which are the towns that I visit the most, supporting a levy means that we're going to have strong schools, which lead to strong communities. I mean, the community that I live in has a levy on the ballot, and that's why I'm voting yes, because I truly believe that the communities and the schools are so tied, and strong schools will lead to a lot of value in our communities. As an example, when you talk about modern facilities, well, modern schools are going to attract students from other communities. A modern school, a school that we are investing in, is going to also attract families, younger educators. And let's not also forget about the fact that, an investment in our schools and modern facilities will attract industry. But most importantly, I believe that in order for us to prepare children for successful lives, which I think we all want in our communities, it starts with our schools.
It's funny, you know, you mentioned schools attracting families and attracting young families. And I think back to when my wife and I were looking around for a house in Moorhead, Minnesota. And, you know, we're Minnesota born and bred, and we've lived in the state for most of our adult lives. But the schools in Moorhead were very important to our decision to stay in Moorhead. And even when it came down to which elementary school our daughter was going to attend, we did our homework and went to the schools and tried to figure out who was there and who was the principal and do all. I mean, it played a big factor, Denise, in specifically where we live right now. And I'm not exactly a spring chicken, but I think I'm an asset to the community in which I live. And so I can't imagine, whether it's Pelican Rapids or St. Cloud or Dilworth, Glynn, and Felton, that when you have a family, a husband and a wife and two kids who are maybe 3 and 4 years old, the school is a big deal of why they might move to that town.
You are exactly right. I mean, let's face it, families, people get to make choices. And when it comes down to making the choice of what town they're going to move to or what school they're going to attend, the schools in the community matter, and it makes a big deal. But let's not also forget the fact or the value that we need to put in school safety. And that's really a big part of the discussion when it comes to some of these levy conversations that are happening. I mean, many of these levies are to support and update older buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Let's face it, when those buildings were built, they were not equipped for the realities that we face today. You know, yesterday, unfortunately, we had another tragedy in a school shooting. So let's make sure that we have our buildings updated to address safety. But, you know, it's also about safety outside of the school and, you know, traffic patterns or places where buildings were put in a town. Sometimes we need to readjust and modify those to make sure that kids are safe getting to school as well. So I think that, you know, not only do we need to have up-to-date modern facilities, but let's not also forget about that safety aspect as well.
Denise Specht of Education Minnesota, our guest on KFGO this afternoon. Schools, I think, can also attract good teachers. Not that teachers are only sold on the facility or the age of a facility, but certainly if you are a great student at Minnesota State University Moorhead and you're looking for that first job out of college, if you're a young woman or a young man who wants to go teach at a school in Minnesota, let's be honest, Denise. If a town has a new school that's, you know, nice and shiny and bright and it's safe and they feel like it has all the modern amenities and that they can really be most successful at their job, that too is going to attract people to communities. And that's another part of growing some small towns in Western Minnesota or other parts of Minnesota that, you know, why wouldn't you want a 24-year-old, highly educated, motivated person to move to your town? And I think schools can make that difference too.
Absolutely. Let's face it. The conversations that I have with educators all of the time talk about that support and the resources that they need. And when they see a community stepping up and investing in their local schools, that says a lot. That's a message that, wow, the community is really going to step up for me and for their students. That's a place that I want to be at. And let's remember that educators want to prepare students for successful lives. So they know that they can't do that alone, and it's going to take everybody in the community to help make that happen.
How can people in communities that have levies or referendums or bonds on the ballot, how can they be sure that the school district is going to spend their money in a good manner? I mean, is there a way to do that? I mean, can anybody be assured that if I vote yes in Dilworth or Pelican Rapids or Detroit Lakes, that that money is going to go to the proper use?
Oh, absolutely. There are a lot of ways, but I think more than anything, it's really up to a community to stay connected with their schools. I mean, I really look at a school as the hub of the community, and I believe that everybody should be taking part in what that school is all about. But I would also make sure that I am approaching the school board, I'm connected with the decision makers, and asking a lot of questions. We do want to see where our investment is going, and I can't think of a better way to find out how the school district is investing the money that we've given them by getting involved in the school. Let's face it, schools have a lot of needs. They are looking for volunteers all the time. My advice is get involved.
Denise, does Education Minnesota become involved in any school votes around the state of Minnesota? Is that one of your roles?
What we do is we offer support to our local entities that are going through a levy if they ask. So we can help them with some resources. We provide, you know, ideas in terms of helping vote yes committees. I would say that that's probably where we're giving the most help is how can you get involved in the committees that are trying to advance these levies. So there are a lot of ways. And it's a great opportunity, again, for our educators to also get involved in their communities because we know that collaboration between educators and communities is a big deal. It matters.
Do you ever encourage or can you encourage your members to get out and door knock? I mean, because to me, that would be a huge thing in a place, again, going back to Pelican Rapids, or Detroit Lakes, to get out there and knock on doors and say, you know what, this is what this means to our community. I mean, are you able
to do
that?
That's a great idea. Oh, no. Yes, absolutely. We always encourage our educators to do what they can to tell stories about what's going on in their schools. So whether that's knocking on doors, whether that's, staffing a phone bank, I think ultimately it's really important that we as educators get the message out to communities, what's going on in our schools and what we need to make sure that we're helping our students be the best that they can be.
Okay. Denise, thank you. I know you have a window here. You need to kind of hit the road and get on to your next stop, but thanks for taking time out for us this afternoon, and we'll talk again. Okay. Hopefully things go well in a lot of these levees around the state, and we can get some things built around Minnesota.
Thank you, Mike. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. Denise Specht, she's the president of Education Minnesota.